Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the beginning of a new month. First weekend of November. My guests this week include from Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron. Art Garfunkel will be joining us from the fantastic duo Simon and Garfunkel. Michelle Danner is here. She's got a new movie out called Miranda's Victim that is streaming right now. Next hour, comedian Jeff Foxworthy will be joining us. And Pawn Stars are doing America as they did last year. They're going to 8 cities with their show. We'll be talking to Chumley, and later on in the hour, Rick Harrison. And then Maggie Hallback will be talking about National First Responders Day. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today, and I'll be right back with my buddy of many years from Three Dog Night, the lead singer, Chuck Negron.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. What you're really listening to is our next guest, a friend of mine for many, many years, friend of my family too. He's a terrific guy, a multi-talented man, and I'm so glad that we're going to chat with him because we haven't talked to him in way too long. The voice of Three Dog Night, my dear friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Ron. So nice to speak to you again. I mean, it's been too long.
Yeah, we've gone back a lot of years. I think the very first time we met, you came into my studios at Universal, and you brought your entire band. You know, Chuck, I have in my studio a great memory of you and I when you were so nice on a Father's Day in June to fly in from California to Lake Tahoe to do my show at Harvey's in the lobby. We had a great weekend.
Right. That was very nice. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And the nice part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, here he's, you know, he's got children, and he's coming on Father's Day to be with me. I think I might be one of your children, I think.
I think you, that was your 40th birthday.
That's right. Hey, Chuck, tell us about this whatnot that you do every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. This is a great idea.
Yeah, well, my wife makes, she's an artist, and she makes dolls, and she has quite a following. She's so she has a couple shows, actually, on Whatnot, and they decided to, have me come on. They have these vinyl shows, and we just decided to do it, have some fun, once a week, it turned out great. We sell Three Dog Night vinyl and memorabilia and stuff, so it's been a lot of fun.
And you look like you're having fun, too. You also sign a lot of the items. Again, I want to say it's on Whatnot, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time, Chuck and his wife. Your wife is a dear lady. She really is. I really enjoy chatting.
Well, thank you.
Very nice lady. I don't care what she says about you, Chuck. I think you're a swell guy. You know, one of the things about Chuck Negron, ladies and gentlemen, if he wasn't such a fantastic singer, he would have made a great comedian. You know, you and I have talked about that. You're a funny guy.
Oh, well, I'm from New York, and I think it's, you know, so much banter that goes on there that's, you know, humorous. It's part of the thing. It's part of the things you learn, you know.
Right, right. Well, you certainly have come a long way, my friend, from the doo-wop group, the Rondells, Sharon Lee on Marlinda Records, I Dream of an Angel on Hart Van label, and then, of course,
right.
back in 1967, one of the founding fathers of one of the greatest rock groups in the history of music, Three Dog Night. You know, Chuck, last time we chatted, you were adding some pages to the great book that you wrote, Three Dog Nightmare, and you added, like, several chapters, did you not?
Yeah, and then, from the original book, we added two more, you know, we added, like, I think altogether 12 or 14 chapters.
Right.
We ended up, because we had the book, that which was the original book, and then we wanted to bring people up to date, because we had a lot of requests of what is Chuck doing now, you know, because, and, you know, what I'm doing now, and what happened to this person, and what happened to that person, and what was the situation with Three Dog Night. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to, write some new stuff. We had a distributor, so who wanted to do it. So I just, you know, I did it, and I'm, you know, I'm glad. But still, you know, the original book is intact, and we just added it's maybe 14 chapters. So,
wow.
And we added 100 pictures.
Did you really? Because you had a great pictorial in the first book.
Yeah. So we added 100 pictures. Yeah.
Now, I know we also chatted one time about the possibility, and I still think this should be a movie. I really believe that. This is a fascinating story. I mean, if you have not read Three Dog Nightmare, you got to read it. And it came out several years ago, even with the additional chapters, because it's a story that really is a story about fame, hitting a valley, and going back up again. It's a fascinating thing. Any more word on that, Chuck?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I wanted to mention the book. The reason I wrote it was I wanted people to understand more about addiction, because a lot of my peers who wrote books, they were so dramatic in the sense, glamorizing and romanticizing, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's, you know, and it was horrific. So I wanted to put really, you know, I wanted to scare people. So I wrote this, you know, honest book. And right now, for many years, it's been required reading at several rehabs. You know, it's did what I wanted. It's helping addicts and as importantly, helping families to understand. Now, initially, when the book came out the week, it was like number 13 in LA Times. And this, you know, the first bestseller that went on was the, and so New Line Cinema called us and wanted to make a movie. So right out of the bat, they wanted to make the movie. And what happened was, when it got really close, and we were actually talking about people, you know, they were writing the screenplay, and it was great. My wife at the time, you know, just a nice lady, she just couldn't take it.
Yeah, you told me that.
She said, I just don't want this in my kids' lives and, you know, my child's life. And, you know, I can't. Anyway, now, you know, 20 plus years later,
wow.
That someone is shopping it now. And, you know, we're seeing, I'm waiting to see, you know, what kind of funding and what kind of interest they get.
I remember when that happened with your wife at the time. She just didn't want to be involved with all the history. But, you know, when you have that kind of history, I mean, that's part of your legacy. It's like what they're doing in the country today. They want to get rid of everything in the history that they don't want to talk about anymore. But you, in that book, wow, you let it out, warts and all. There's no doubt about it. And I give you an enormous, and I've told you this many times, credit for doing that, because a lot of people don't want to talk about the strange things they did. I mean, you sold gold records of Three Dog Night to be able to feed the habit that you had, and now I understand you're lecturing, you're working with the Cry Help, Music Cares, and Musicians Assistance Program. A lot of stuff that you're doing and giving back for a life that you've had, a wonderful life.
Yeah, well, you know, they Cry Help, you know, turned my life around. You know, they I was there almost a year, and it took that much time for my sanity to come back. People don't realize this, the mental process, the mental deterioration besides the body, the mental deterioration is so profound that, you know, you think you can go in for 30 days and come out. You know, it's not possible, because you need time for your psyche to heal, for, you know, your body to heal, you know, and emotionally, and then to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn how not to, you know. So that's a long process. I thank God that I went to a place that, you know, insisted if you go there, you know, you have to stay almost a year.
Yeah.
So anyway, so, you know, so that was good. And then I got called, of course, from people that was starting programs for musicians, and that, you know, that was MAP, which, you know, morphed into the Music Cares, you know, with those, you know, at the Grammys. So, you know, so it's just I was involved in a lot of things. And, you know, it kept me, it kept me sane, and, you know, so it's been a gift.
You have run the gamut, and you've lived life to its fullest and still living it fine. You know, you mentioned the fact there's a new pictorial in the updated version of Three Dog Nightmare. I remember vividly one of the great pictures in the original version was your father, who looked younger than you. You told me that at the basketball games, the girls used to run to him.
Yeah, they did. You know, my dad was, you know, my dad was 6'3". He was, you know, if you shook his hand, you know, your hands got lost in his. And he was just the most charming man. You know, I used to watch him work, as I used to say. And he was just people, you know, people liked him. And but the girls were all around him. Oh, Mr. Negron. You know, and some, you know, I think I told you that there were some girls who said, oh, yeah, I'm Chuck's brother.
I'm Chuck's younger brother.
Yeah, right, younger brother.
Hey, Chuck, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to come back.
Okay.
Our friend Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night. Again, his weekly show is Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to whatnot.com/Chuck Negron. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain, with the rain and shambala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain and shambala. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Want some whiskey and you want a sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. I'm not going to go.
With Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. I can listen to that music forever. Our guest is a dear friend of mine, Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night, talking about a lot of things, including his weekly show, Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, at whatnot.com/invite/Chuck Negron. Pretty soon he's going to have his own car line, his food line, his own clothes. It's like the old days when Bob Hope would go on the Tonight Show. Let me tell you what I got going here.
Couldn't be happier for you.
By the way, when you sell these things, you sign them, as we mentioned earlier. You are very engaging in this thing. You giveaways each and every week. You have a huge music category. And you sometimes even belt out a song on the show. I watch it. It's a good show.
I mean it, Chuck. Thank you. You know, I'm just myself. And sometimes, you know, I get too excited, so I got to calm myself down.
Well, you're used to working in front of a live audience. It's a little bit different.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
When you're in the broadcasting business, whether it's radio or television, you work in a small market in Kneebend, Indiana, and then you go to New York City. You really can't see the difference because you don't know if anybody's listening in Kneebend, and you don't know if anybody's listening in New York. But to do what you guys did, playing small places and then playing the biggest venues in the world, you know when you've made it when you walk out there and see 30,000 people like you did.
Yeah, good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
In addition to this, you're doing a lot of lecturing and working with anti-drug organizations. Are you doing some shows? Because I know you have to be very careful even after this COVID situation because you have some health issues that could escalate if indeed you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, 30, 40 years ago, I was in a car accident, really, really bad car, and my ribs were broken, punctured my lung, really tore the lungs apart, so it was in intensive care for quite a while. Actually, I almost died. When I got out, the band wanted to work, kind of upset with me that they weren't able to work, so I went back to work much sooner than I should have, and I got pneumonia on the road, went to the emergency room, and they wanted to keep me in. They said, your lungs are really bad, you got to enter the hospital, and no one wanted me to because we had this tour. So I toured for 6 months with pneumonia, and that was it. My lungs turned black, developed emphysema because sadly I smoked. My lungs got pretty bad. So with the COVID situation, I haven't worked in 3 years, and I did around 70 shows a year, but I did 60 of them with the Happy Together tour for many years. So that's 3 years of not working these shows and basically not going out of the house because my pulmonologist, my main doctors even said, Chuck, if you get COVID, you'll die. You cannot go outside. So I've been in the house. I mean, I've only gone out, left the house to see doctors. My family comes over here, and when they visit to stay like a while at quarantine, we did the best we can to make sure that everyone's okay. But yeah, it's been difficult, so I haven't done any shows. When I sang on those Whatnot shows, that was kind of off the cuff. I hadn't sung at all in 3 years.
I remember when you were touring with the Happy Together group.
The Turtles, Association.
Gary Puckett.
Gary Puckett. Yeah. The Box Tops. Mitch Ryder was on. Well, actually, really great act.
You have to miss that because entire life since you were, you recorded your first song when you were, 15 years old. So you have been in the public eye and on stage for an entire lifetime. And to stop, it's got to be really, really tough. May I tell, Chuck, how old you are?
Yeah, of course.
This man, with this enthusiasm that you hear in his voice, and he's been like this all the years that I know him, recently turned 80 years old. My gosh, I wish I sound like you when I'm 70 years old. Well, I am 70 years old. I lied. I'm sorry. I hate when I do that.
No, you don't.
But you sound great, Chuck.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm good. And, hey, It was hard, Ron. It was hard because I'd lost a part of me. You know, in this business, you got to have kind of an edge. You kind of got to be weary of things, and then the same. You decided to be a kind, caring person. So I found out, you know, years and years ago, that the best side of Chuck, when Chuck had his mind and his heart in balance, when Chuck was at kindest and most real, was when I was singing. So when that was taken away from me, I really had to learn that joy again, you know, that comfortable place. You know, it took some time. It was difficult.
You know, Chuck, I got a lump in my throat when you said that because I know what you mean. Some people just can't wait till they retire. When you're somebody, you know, like we're in the entertainment business, we're broadcasting music, when they take something that you love and don't consider it work away, it's almost like cutting off both your arms, and you have handled it masterfully.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, I started doing a little collages and little art pieces. I started writing. I've written on my blog on the ChuckNegron.com. I've written, I don't know, 20 stories. You know, I did many stories, you know, dealing with different things. I even wrote a story about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their procedure. It was actually very critical of them.
I agree.
Wrote many, you know, many, many different stories of things dealing, you know, with the time. And I got published on several things and written some magazines, some of my articles. Actually, I was on the cover of Health Magazine for therapists. Yeah, I keep busy, not nearly as busy as I would be. And also, I've slowed down because my lungs, I mean, the fact that I'm not out there working is the very best thing for my lungs.
Sure.
Is singing.
Oh, absolutely.
The very best thing for my health of my lungs is singing. You know, I still have a vocal coach that, you know, I sing once a week, but that's still just once a week.
Yeah.
So my lungs, you know, have deteriorated a little because I'm not using them the way, because there's no way to sing, you know, rehearsing or whatever, than the way you sing on stage.
That's exactly right. You can rehearse a million hours. You know, people say, I can't sing. And get in front of a lot of people and see what happens to you. You just,
yeah.
If you're not afraid to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck, I really appreciate you doing this. You have no idea how much I appreciate you doing
this. You're my friend. You're just, you and your wife are just you know, great people.
Love.
You know, your wife was calling me at night every night for quite a while. I wondered why she stopped because it really broke my heart.
Well, what broke my heart is that you answered the ad in the Los Angeles Free Press. And
yes.
And I didn't.
Well, you know, I wonder why she did that.
I don't know. I try to give her everything she wants. I've given her 8x10 pictures of me and you, and she calls you.
You know, I'm sorry, Ron.
I'm a big boy now. I'll move on. Another story that you told me one time. You're at a ball game, had a cap on. Nobody recognized you, and they played "Joy to the World," and everybody was singing along, not knowing that you were there.
The story goes on. Yeah, I told you, but I got a call from the Anaheim Ducks, the hockey team, and they said, "Would you like to do that at our arena? We'll have you in the audience. We have this thing where we go around to people and we go, 'Do you know the next lyric of this song?' And we'll come to you, and then what you can do is just belt out the tune." So I did it, and the whole place went nuts. They started singing the whole song with 20,000 people. Started singing "Joy to the World." Oh, so much fun.
Chuck, stay well, my friend, okay?
Okay, God bless, man.
Our friend Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night.
Thank you, buddy. And look, be well, and let's do this again as soon as possible.
Great. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Tel Aviv, called for humanitarian pauses in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. He urged temporary halts to the fighting to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to allow humanitarian aid to reach Gaza. Blinken emphasized Israel's right to self-defense, but also stressed the importance of minimizing civilian casualties in Gaza airstrikes. The death toll in Nepal's Friday night earthquake has reached 157, with around 170 people injured due to the 5.6 magnitude quake. Landslides have further complicated the situation in the mountainous areas. Rescue efforts are underway in remote villages accessible only by foot, and authorities anticipate the death toll will rise. NFL Football Sunday kicks off early this week with a game between two of the best teams in the league heading into Week 9. The Miami Dolphins are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday morning at 9:30 Eastern Time in Frankfurt, Germany. You can watch the game exclusively on the NFL Channel. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of
one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
And we are back live, nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, I never get tired of listening to music by those two gentlemen, Simon and Garfunkel, and their hits were so plentiful during the 60s and 70s, and they live on today because they're that good. And joining us right now is 50% of that team, a gentleman that we've had on the show several times, and it's good to have him back. Joining us right now is Art Garfunkel. Hi, Art. How you doing, my friend?
I'm feeling just fine. Hi, Ron.
It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you for putting that pedestal underneath me. Every ego needs a little boost.
You can come by anytime you want. We'll be more than happy to put that pedestal. It's well-deserved, I want you to know. Now, I am so excited about this 59-song anthology, but you know what's more exciting than hearing all these great songs? Very difficult to play some of your favorites when they're all your favorites, but you have included in this now some songs that have never, ever been heard by the general public before.
Well, there's not a lot of them, Ron, so don't expect that we have to come out with. There's about 12 different things that people have never heard. In some cases, the record company went to recordings of shows we did, and they always picked the hot show where the good version of that song, so they substitute that for the well-known recording version, and it works. In some cases, they found songs that we just never put out. We had very little overage in our recording years, but there's Blues Run the Game, which we recorded and loved at the time, but somehow it never made our album. When we were in England a lot, we just never put it on our album. I don't know why. So it went into this box set. One day they came into us and wanted us to sing two Christmas songs for a sampler that the record company was putting out, and we usually decline that stuff, but we gave them God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and something else, and when I hear it back now, it is charming. It has a validity of its own just because the blend is nice.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was listening to the cut one, and am I pronouncing this right by saying it Bleecker Street?
Right.
Now, I'm going to play an excerpt of this.
What they call in the business, a demo, an unissued demo. And I'm just going to play a little segment of it.
Fog's rolling in off the East River Bank.
Now, a demo, for those individuals who may not know, is the copy that's kind of used for promotional purposes to see whether or not you go into production with it.
Right, a sketch of a future record.
That's right. A little bit of an architectural sketch. But amazing to me is that your demos are so good, they could be released because they sound like a finished product.
We were tight, weren't we? Really?
Whoa.
We had a plan.
Practice, right?
That's right. That's what it comes down to. In our teenage years, we were remarkably serious about studying how we dictioned together and how we could really be as tight as possible.
This was a result of a project that spanned over 3 years. And some people may ask, why would it take so long to put a compiling of so many of your great songs together? Why couldn't it just happen? Why did this take so long?
I think it's all in the hunting. You have to keep getting back into finding everything that was recorded. As years go by, it gets very tricky to just simply find the good stuff. These are the original masters that are very faithfully reproduced to be first generation, and they constantly have to come up with new things and go further, send Paul and I what they've come up with. We would accept certain things, reject certain things. They go back further, looking at different shows that we had done.
You know, I failed to mention, and I love the title of this, is the name of this anthology, which is called Old Friends. And, you know, that can be taken, I guess, a couple of ways, right? One, of course, old friends being you and Paul, and old friends being us, you and Paul.
Well, I can tell you how Sony looks at it, because they told me that the title for them was, these tunes, these 59 sides, these are the old friends.
Oh,
I like that.
I like that, too. Now, as we mentioned before, there's the demos, outtakes, and, of course, outtakes people love because that shows everybody that you're a real person. But, you know, I'm doing some addition here. Looks like there's about 14 or 15 of these things that we've never heard before. That's a pretty good selection.
Yeah, it is nice. It's got goodies in it. But it's not like there's a ton of future stuff. I suppose if they dug further, they'd find a few other cases where we tried something. We almost had Cuba C, Nixon No in there. That's because we used to disagree about whether that should go on the Bridge Over Troubled Water album, and we ended up not putting it there. And it came up again when Columbia wanted to put it in this release.
I probably have asked you this in the past, but I'm going to do it again. When you were recording these magnificently huge hits that were sung by not only yourself, but by other people, I mean, Elvis Presley even did a Bridge Over Troubled Waters rendition. Did you know what kind of an impact you were having, or were you just too busy and wrapped up in the day-to-day operation to really know that you were affecting so many people's lives?
Something in between the two. We spent those years in the studio with the feeling you can't help but know that you're on the charts and you're at the top of the charts. So you feel like our efforts are really relating to the world at large, not just the United States. And it's a huge turn-on, Ron. You feel a tremendous winner's complex as if this is all working. So it excites you, and it brings you to the height of your confidence and your powers, and you take all that energy and you pour it into the next day's work in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was only at the end of that five-year run in 1970 that I first really began to get out and look around and go to parties and see I had the respect of all my famous colleagues, and my body of work stood as a calling card.
I've seen your show on stage. It is a magnificent performance of talent, excitement, heartwarming. It hits all the senses.
How nice of you to say.
And it's true. And I often wonder if it's easier doing it, Art, as a soloist. And let's first tell everyone, Art Garfunkel does not go up on the stage by himself. He's got a magnificent band behind him and backup singers, and it's a whole show. But is it somewhat different than going up there with a partner, knowing that the decisions you make are your decisions and you can do what you want to do?
Yeah, it feels very healthy. I have a lot of strength in my own point of view and confidence in what I do, and being a partner for all those years, while it worked in terms of the public and it made a real blend, it was difficult. There was a tremendous amount of deferring that's required to be a team player, and I did it as long as I could do it, and then it's tough. I have only compassion for me and for Paul in terms of how hard it is to sustain the cooperation needed for a partnership when you have two rich characters full of their own autonomy, you know? So I enjoy very much now shaping my own show, setting up the tune so that the key falls exactly where I want it to fall.
Sure. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if your lovely wife is going to be making this next tour with you, because I know that she sang on stage here.
Well, she'll be in Atlantic City with me when I go there, and she won't be part of the Far East tour, but we're setting up shows now for wherever possible. She'll be on tour.
Now, I'm going to ask you the unfair question of the year.
Here it
goes. Oh, boy, I apologize for this, but
I'm hunkering down now, Ron.
Get ready for this one, Art, okay? All of these great songs, every one of them 100% marvelous. What's your favorite?
Well, I have been asked this before.
It
always goes to Scarborough Fair.
Really?
Because it's the flowingest of all of them. It seems so natural, that one.
Yeah.
I remember when we recorded it, it was like just getting out of the way and letting it write it wrote itself and recorded itself through you.
Mm-hmm.
You just listened to what had been done, and you knew what had to be done next. There was no human being involved. It's just the music god expressing itself. So that, to me, flows like no other one on all our albums.
Well, Art, I want to thank you for the millions of hours that you've given to so many people around the world. And, of course, the new CD is called Old Friends. It's a 59-song anthology containing every chart hit, plus 15 unissued outtakes, unissued demos, and, of course, performed by the best, Simon and Garfunkel. Art, thank you so much. You're a terrific guest. I wish you'd come back here every week. You know that? When you come
really
down and
nice
visit,
to me.
And come down and visit us.
I will do that.
Okay?
Bye-bye, Ron.
Thanks so much, Art.
I don't know if you could count up the number of hit records that Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel recorded, wrote, just mastered all of the top slots of the record charts across the country back in the 60s and the 70s when they used to go out in concert as a duo, and when they still go out in concert as individuals, they pack them in because the memories, as they say, just keep on coming. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. And according to Art Garfunkel, out of all the hits they had for so many years, this is his favorite.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cat. The deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Silence, no crystal crown, without no sleep or night or words.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. We are live nationwide and around the world. There's a film that was released October 6th, available on demand. You got to watch this. You got to learn how history really evolves. And this is a great story. Sad at times, but it shows that there is some personal courage and a great deal of justice in this case. And it's called Miranda's Victim. Joining us right now is a successful director, one of the great A-list acting coaches in Hollywood, Michelle Danner. Hi, Michelle. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Miranda's Victim. I don't know if anybody can equate this real quick, but this is about the law that you see on television all the time, the Miranda rights. Let me give a little background, if I may, okay, Michelle, to the audience. It's a story about Patricia Weir. She was a teenager, and this goes back now to the early 60s, and she was kidnapped and raped by a gentleman by the name of Ernesto Miranda. She was just coming home from working at a movie theater,
here in the great city of Phoenix, Arizona. But because of the sloppy police work, the whole thing went south as far as legality is concerned. Now, I'm going to let you pick it up from there, because this is how the Miranda rights came into play and so relevant in today and so popular that I don't think people really know when see it or hear it on television what it was all about.
Well, yes, this is an incredible story that happened over 60 years ago when Patricia was abducted in Phoenix, Arizona. She was an innocent 18-year-old. She had gotten off work at the Paramount Theater, took the bus, took a bit of a later bus because she had a crush on a co-worker. Had she taken an earlier bus, it would have not happened to her. She was abducted and driven to the desert, and then a horrible crime was committed. But she fought for justice. And so the incredible thing that I didn't even know about is for 1,000 crimes that get committed, only 5 result in convictions. And she really had to relive the story because the Supreme Court overturned the arrest of Ernesto Miranda because they ruled that he was not read his rights. Thus came what we know to be the civil rights liberties, the Miranda rights, where people, you know, have to be read their rights before they get arrested. This is an incredible story that's never been told before, neither in a feature film or a documentary or a miniseries, about justice. And so I was, you know, very lucky to have this incredible cast, starting with Abigail Breslin, Donald Sutherland, Danny Garcia, Kyle MacLachlan, and Ryan Phillippe, Luke Wilson, Mireille Hinault. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Emily Van Camp, Dan Lauria, to portray, you know, some of these historical characters in this incredible story.
Now, before they read you the Miranda rights, were there rights that were similar to that, that were supposed to be given to the person that assaulted the rape victim, or has it changed even the verbiage of it?
I mean, the verbiage has changed, and we all know the verbiage. Our kids know the verbiage.
Sure.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. But before, you know, even the police officers knew to let, you know, the person know, listen, you don't have to come with us. You don't have to talk to us. You know, there were some loose Miranda rights that were read, but not these official ones.
And by doing it kind of on the fly, the arresting officer or whatever the case may be, it really didn't hold a lot of credence because of the fact that they could have denied it. I mean, they could just, like you said, they say, well, you know, you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. And the person that is committing the crime thinks to themselves, well, this will never fly because I'll just tell them you never told me that.
Exactly. Something had to be in place. It really is about the ACLU. Picked this case and put it on top of the list, this Ernesto Miranda case, and it was a fight for civil rights liberties, you know, which is important, and ironically, those liberties are there for the innocent and the guilty.
There was a time, and I think, if I'm off base here, let me know, Michelle, that it even happens today, where women don't want to talk about if they were raped. I mean, from what I understand from the movie that I saw, the husband of the lady who was raped, Patricia Weir, didn't really know the background. She was married and had children, and he didn't even know it. As a result of that, I guess the stigma that follows that type of crime is somewhat embarrassing, but then the other side of the coin is the legal system would, you know, you'd have the guy in jail for a couple of days and then he's out on the street again.
Yes, it's, you know, there is justice and sometimes justice fails and then life gets in the way. So when you do get justice, I think it's a great thing.
Now, are either one of these individuals still with us?
Detective Cooley, who was the detective that really tried to help Patricia Weir and solved the case, has recently passed away a few months ago. Yeah. Patricia Weir is still alive, and she was on Morning Joe doing an interview last month, and she was at an event in New Jersey where 700 people gave her a standing ovation. And I got emotional because she really represents what it meant to truly be brave.
Yeah. What ultimately happened to Ernesto Miranda?
For that, I think you have to watch the movie because it's a major twist in the story. Something that fascinated me when I found out about it. But he is no longer on this earth.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is a problem that we have in society that is a touchy subject to talk about. But I think this is the reason why I mentioned earlier, Michelle, about how I think this movie should be watched by everyone, youngsters alike, okay, and I know it's a touchy subject, but it really gives you a basis to view how things come about in our history. And people don't follow, at least the modern generation doesn't follow history that much, and it's really a statement that is very compelling, tells about the young lady's character and how she can inspire people to come forward and speak their truth. There is indeed a strong message, is there not, Michelle?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's a very strong message. of, you know, coming forth if something like this happens, to come forth and to tell your story, mm-hmm. no matter what. And so many people around the country have come up to me and they said that they haven't told their story, but in a way this movie gave a voice to their story that they have not been able to tell.
That's great. I want to make mention of the fact that at the film festival opening night in Santa Barbara, the film festival, Michelle Danner won the Best Female Director at the Independent Women Film Awards. Congratulations. You did a great job on this. One day I'd like to have you come back and we'll talk about how you coach all of these great actors and actresses like Christian Slater and Gerard Butler and Seth MacFarlane, Chris Rock. You're quite a lady. And the film is streaming right now. What's the service it's streaming on, Michelle?
It's streaming on every service around the country, including Apple TV and Amazon and Vudu.
Look for Miranda's Victim. Watch it. And our guest has been Michelle Danner. Michelle, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the success and the accomplishment and need that we've had for this movie.
Thank you. Thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you. Wow, that's an unbelievable story. Really, when you come down to it, it's so important. This is the Miranda Rights origination with a gentleman by the name of Ernesto Miranda. You talk about how history comes full circle, and it's interesting to find out how things, laws, even cars, day-to-day items get their names. And this came from a gentleman who broke the law. We want to remind everybody to visit our websites. RonSegg.com is one of them, RONSEGGI.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand, and you can also hear some of our archive programs from years gone by. And we also invite you to view our other website, which is called Seggy Sings, SEGGISINGS. And there you'll learn all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra paying tribute to the music of American Bandstand. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgwick.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
On this first weekend of November, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today. Don't go anywhere because we have another hour to go. I want to thank from Three Dog Night, my buddy of many years, Chuck Negron, the great Art Garfunkel, and director Michelle Danner. Next hour, one funny guy. This guy is unbelievable on stage. Jeff Foxworthy will be here. Pawn Stars is going on tour again this year, as they did last year with their Do America show. And Chumley will be here from the show. Later in the hour, his boss, Rick Harrison. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be back after a short break with hour number two of the show.
I- I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.